Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Okay, so we predicted this, by the way, because we had a big discussion. You were down for paying. You weren't.
Right.
And you were saying that this is something that you've wanted, and damn it, if it's $8, it's $8.
Sure.
But we talked about some of the downside of it, because the bots, the fake impersonators and stuff like that, they could pay their $8 too.
Right.
Well,
the fake personalities trying to be like a fake Orlando.
Right. And they're not even me, but like, you know, I mean, because there are people out there who do that and try and make you look bad, but the companies, like this is the LeBron James. Somebody bought a LeBron James name, bought the blue check, and then demanded a trade from the Lakers.
Oh, damn.
That had to be addressed on by Wojowski, ESPN,
whoa,
NBA.
No.
It made national news that LeBron James had said this, and then he had to go detract it, and then Twitter had to go detract it. Like, everybody was doing a story about it because he demanded a trade.
That's
not right. Eli Lilly apologized for a tweet that it didn't even send. They said, "We are excited to announce that insulin is free now."
Oh, no. That's a big...
They're like, "We didn't send that. That wasn't us." But somebody put up Eli Lilly, put the check mark next to it. So now Twitter has suspended the sale of their $7.99 a month blue check mark after one day in activity.
It
was
imploded.
Only in one day. And people were... They said it became clear that the internet could not be trusted to use it responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know what? Like, for one of the smartest people in the world, he really didn't think this thing through.
Right! That's what I'm saying. That's what's scary. Like, this dude's got rocket ships on deck.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, like, everybody's,
digging
like, social media stuff.
He wants to drill into your brain.
Right! Right.
Yeah, Chip.
I mean, all kinds. This dude is the, like... quintessential futuristic nerd.
The mad scientist of our day.
But he can't think through something like this. There was people who got fired from Twitter who was like, "We thought that we should share with him that there's a downside to this because people can't be responsibly treated with something like this with this power. They're going to use it nefariously." He's like, "But now they all got fired with a meme."
Mm-hmm.
With a meme?
They got a meme. It was a letter that came to them in email with a meme of Elon Musk saying, "Hey, so I guess we're going to have to part ways."
Oh, damn.
Really?
Like, over the top of the bottom, like a meme.
And that wasn't a parody.
And he wrote it back. Like, the guy wrote back. It was like, "Man, so what is this, like a joke or something?" And they're like, "No, really, those went out to everybody."
Like, that's your resignation. That's it.
Yeah, 3,700 people.
Yeah, you've now been fired.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So he ain't all there.
Well, wait a minute.
We say Kanye ain't all there?
Yeah.
Elon Musk ain't all there either.
But even though he's trying to take over, I think that he's trying to do some good stuff with Twitter. And not everything is going to be or have perfection in the beginning. There's going to be some stumbles.
But this was a dumb idea from the giddy up. All of us knew it was a dumb idea. Because you know people out there. I mean, who's not going to want to try and be the next Obama?
Everyone.
You know, who knows? I mean, somebody out there, they only did it a day, Meredith. Mm-hmm. And all Pepsi.
Yeah.
All of I mean, they had all kinds of brands went out there and just started saying different stuff. President Bush had a fake that went up there, and he was like, "Yeah, I did it. I can't wait to kill some more Israelis like 9/11.
Oh,
he said that on the fake page.
Oh, gosh.
So you know they bust back, so that's why he shut it down fast. But what can you do to fix that other than he's like, "It has to say parody in the name."
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's not the fix either, though.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, hindsight is 20/20, but it is very naive on his part to think that him in a couple days can fix something that a huge staff of, I don't know, 50, 80,000 people and have been working on for years. They've said this is one of their biggest challenges with Twitter. Mm-hmm. And your boy just comes in like, "Oh, you know what? I got this.
$8.
Everything's fixed."
Like the blue check, by the way, is now called the verification badge, which he's tried to like change that whole vibe of it too. Like, it's just a verification, but it really isn't, because if you're a parody person and you're verified, that kind of means a little bit more.
So how can we go back? Do you have to go back now? How do you fix this situation?
Somebody just texted in saying that the firing meme was also a parody as well. It was more of that confusion from Twitter, is what they're saying.
Okay, interesting.
It's hard to keep up.
It really is.
I was much happier when I wasn't confused by Twitter. I just was. I'm sorry. We talked about this 10-year-old kid that prosecutors were looking into because they're considering filing a misdemeanor battery charge against this boy. This boy is 10 years old. His school counselor said he groped her during a hug.
Mm.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
The student was given a 10-day suspension from Holly Hill School in Volusia County, but returned to his fourth grade class on Tuesday. The boy's family said he denies that the counselor's account is what really happened. The counselor told police that the boy approached her for a hug when she was visiting the classroom last month. The suspension letter said she turned sideways to give a side hug, and the boy put one arm around her shoulder and with his other hand reached up and grabbed her left breast.
Ooh.
The counselor, who chose not to be publicly identified under the Florida Crime Victims Law, said that she removed his hand and walked away. The student family is arguing that the accusation hasn't been properly investigated, so they really didn't take the punishment because they were like, yo, this isn't, he said that didn't happen.
Right.
So now it's her word against his.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, really? This is what we're doing? Even if he did do that, I would never see myself trying to get a little kid arrested. I mean,
filed. I mean, if he's, I don't know what you would derive from that other than he was a kid that
if he
came
did
in contact with a body part, he probably wasn't prepared to. Unless he tried, which honestly, again, if you're that young and that misguided, you know, what is the appropriate
action? If he did do it, then yes, he needs to learn a lesson. But this is just way too far to prove a point. 100%. He's already, he was suspended.
Yeah, but they had him come back to school.
Yeah, they had to, because if you had one more day attached to that suspension, he would be kicked out of school. So they gave him the longest suspension that they could for the school without kicking him out altogether. That's a lot already.
I mean, that is a lot
and
already.
Everybody knows about it.
Made national news.
Dude, I mean, and you're just doing the most to a 10-year-old kid. Like, you haven't done anything stupid when you were young if he actually did do it. And then he lives with his grandmother, too, and grandma has to defend him. Like, it's just a mess.
That's why grandma probably needed to just stop wearing them house coats around the house. He's seeing too much.
Things fly open.
He's seeing too much. He's seeing too much, and now he got it on his brain. He needs to do better. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. has to hit them streets this week, where he would normally rest and recharge and climb into his hyperbolic chamber or whatever it is that he got. Now you got to hit Bumble.
Why?
Get out there because.
Not Tom.
Yeah, because his baby outside.
Yeah, she gone.
Giselle is gone. Once a good girl gone bad, she gone.
Forever.
Gone. She, in Costa Rica, walking around with this Joaquin Vicente.
Valente. Yes.
He is a jiu-jitsu instructor.
Oh, he's a regular guy.
Yes.
Is he Costa Rican?
I don't know.
He better be, because that would be a big win for us.
Absolutely.
My people are coming up. If one of our own can pull a Giselle out of Tom Brady's hands with all those Super Bowl rings.
You got to see what he looks like.
I don't care what he looks like. If he's a Tico, I'm with it.
Well, they had a dinner date in Costa Rica this weekend. I have photos of him up at wild941.com.
Yeah, the pictures are up. And there's kids out there. And I don't know if Costa Rican kids just run up to famous people and ask for stuff.
Yeah.
Because it seems like some kids are saying, like, hi. Or the other part is, what if that's her kid?
No, it's a bunch of kids. They're in the middle of a street, and she's passed.
Street kids are allowed.
She's dipping
plentiful out there.
She's dipping her hand into her purse, and it looks like she's trying to give cash or fuddle around for some keys. But you can't introduce your kids to the new guy that soon.
That's one reason why I was hurt, because I thought those were his kids.
I don't know.
His kids can't be out there. I don't care how good your jiu-jitsu is. We got a whole defense over here that will come after you for Tom if you don't get off of
them. They say when a woman is done, like, she's done. She's been done for a while.
Yeah, but still, there's supposed to be a moratorium on that. Like, when you date somebody, especially a public person, the way you break up is really kind of like, we got to be a little bit more respectful. And she should have took like a little time to herself, not to hit the public. She might have been done a year ago.
Yeah.
But now that it's public, she should have said, okay, now that the world is watching, let me back up and let me not be out here in these streets. It really hurt my heart to see. I mean, because it ain't even my girl. But to know that Tom got to wake up and see that.
Yeah.
And all week this week now.
I
mean, and I really think this is part of her voodoo. Well, we've talked about it. Like, she got this crystals and all witchery. The stuff she does, the witchery stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's like, she's a good witch and all that stuff. But now that he's got a bye week and things are going well.
Messing with him a little bit.
Now she pops up on this date. You don't think she understands how the press works?
What if he pops up with somebody from Tampa?
Well, he might.
Yeah. We ain't going to win no more games.
He, he's not Costa Rican. I don't like him.
I don't like this guy. How'd you look him up already? Y'all got a network?
There's already a blog of everything you need to know about this dude. He lives in Coral Gables. Him and Giselle have been linked before in the past.
Oh.
So he's not Tico.
He's not a Tico. Maybe this dude's a bum.
See, now you back on top side.
I'm back on Team Top.
Here we go. TV12.
Is that a little racist?
No. That's not racist. Dobby's
I gotta rep my people. Yeah. We don't get a lot. It's a little country. We don't get a lot of these wins.
He was looking forward to that.
Yeah, we were.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.